Brennan.
Bucksport Planning Board, meeting for Tuesday, August 2nd, is now open. Roll call.
Mary Jane Bush.
Here.
Brian McDonald.
Here.
David Grant's absent. Steve Fite.
Here.
Christopher Johnson.
Here.
George Hanson.
Here.
Edward Belcher.
Here. Item 2, review and acceptance of the minutes of the July 5th meeting.
The other so brief, Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept the minutes from the
yes.
The notification that we did assign.
Yes.
Second.
All in favor?
We have enough to vote on.
Oh, yeah, I can't.
One abstention, I wasn't here.
Yeah, I wasn't
here.
So there's three.
Point of clarification. Do we have to do the June 7th minutes too, since we weren't able to approve them at the July meeting?
That's right.
Yeah. Review and acceptance of the June 7th meeting?
7th.
So moved.
I believe it was 7th. Any comments? Alterations?
This is the second meeting. Chris, you second that motion? You made the motion, Brian. You seconded it.
I'll second it. Nobody did.
Any discussion? All in favor? Okay. Chair has no report. Code enforcement officer's report.
Just a few things to bring you up to date on. At the last council meeting, the council acted to refer to you a section of the land use ordinance that they would like you to consider amending. Mm-hmm. It's a section in the non-conforming, it's a section that pertains to parking. And there's one word in that section that is troubling to the council, and that word is existing. So what that section says, public parking in the downtown and downtown Shoreland district will satisfy any parking needs for use in an existing building. They'd like you to consider removing the word existing and have that apply to any building, whether it be new or existing. So we'll be taking that up at the next meeting. Just want to give you a heads up on that.
So they plan on building a new building?
Possibly. It's not definite, but possibly, yeah. At the next meeting, you'll also be reviewing an application that I received too late to get on this agenda. It's for the site expansion at Heritage Park that was done at the septic dewatering facility without proper review and approval. The new owner now is taking care of that oversight, so they filed an application for your review. That'll be done at the next meeting as well.
What lot?
65 Heritage Park Road. It's the septic dewatering facility.
What's wrong with that?
They commenced the site expansion without proper review and permits. They created an entrance without proper permits. So anyway, you'll be looking at that in greater detail at the next meeting. The town council also scheduled an ordinance committee meeting to discuss possibly making recommendations to change what sort of permit might be needed for a change of use in a downtown building. Right now, if one business moves out and another one moves in to the same space, whether it be the same type of business, the ordinance requires a change of use or land use permit. That's been troubling to a lot of people, and some think that really isn't necessary, and I tend to agree in certain cases it may not be necessary if you have a similar type of business occupying the same space. Why would it be necessary to have a permit to recognize that? So they're going to be discussing that at their committee meeting, which has been scheduled for August 8th, but I just realized today that there's a comprehensive plan committee scheduled for that same night, so I think they're going to reschedule their meeting probably to the 9th. whatever decision they make will eventually find its way back to you, since you have to also approve changes to the land use ordinance, hold a public hearing and all that. The Board of Appeals had a training session, first time in history, I think, of the board, where they had a training offered exclusively to them. The MMA does joint training for Planning Board and Board of Appeals, but they tend to focus more on Planning Board than Board of Appeals, so I thought it might be beneficial for the board and the town manager agreed to have an attorney conduct a presentation, and so that took place last week, and the entire board was there. Also, I invited board members from Orland and Verona Island to attend. One came from Orland, so it was a good session. A lot of questions were asked, and hopefully a lot of things were learned too as well. Last thing I'll report on is the signs at Picnic Point now are installed. If you have a chance, if you haven't seen them already, please get down and take a look at it.
Oh, I've seen them.
Yeah. That was a long project that I'm glad it's finally over and is done. So that's all I have, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Item five is, now is the time in the meeting in which it is a limited public forum. It's an opportunity for the public to address the board, the planning board, on matters related to land use or planning in the town of Bucksport. However, it is limited to whatever you want to ask, but not before the board tonight. Not what we're considering tonight. So, no response. The public forum is closed. Thank you. There is no unfinished business. We'll move on to seven. New business. Application for approval of a family cemetery on Moulton Pond Road, tax map 21, lot 23. Applicant Stephen Houston.
Would you like to? I have a few things I'd like to share with you to help you become familiar with this property. From our tax map that shows where the property is located on the map. Highlighted 23 Moulton Pond Road comes up from the Guinness Road, which intersects with the Upper Ball Mountain Road in Dedham. That's really the only way you can get to that location with a two-wheel drive vehicle. Map. I highlighted the same lot, and you can see the lot is in the R2 Moulton Pond section. This is the town line here. So in the R2 district, cemeteries are recognized as an allowed use subject to L2 review, which is level 2 review, or in other words, planning board review. And that's why they're here this evening to get your approval. Here,
set.
So just to orient you, this is Route 46. Here's Long Pond here, Route 46. This is a stone house road. And this is Upper Long Pond Road. That's right here. This is Molten Pond Road. Okay.
Yep. It's getting out. This is just getting out.
A little bit closer view. I highlighted on this image where the proposed cemetery is going to be located. It's not drawn to scale. Right here is the Molten Pond Cemetery. Been there for, I don't know how long. You know how long the cemetery's been there?
Forever.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Again, this is Molten Pond Road here. It's not labeled properly on this image. These are all blueberry fields through here.
It's the old Santiago settlement out there.
I believe that's what it's called. I captured this image from a DEP map just to show you that this purple area here is the watershed of Branch Lake.
Oh.
I just wanted to show you that this area here is not in that watershed. Branch Lake is a drinking water supply.
What watershed would it be?
Well, I'm about to show you.
Molten Pond, I think.
So this is another DEP map that shows Molten Pond just outside of this watershed, which is the watershed for Long Pond. This map shows watersheds that are water bodies that are most at risk from development. It's the purple rose shaded area. And here's Branch Lake down here. But Molten Pond is slightly out of that watershed. And I believe, it's hard to tell, but I believe that the area of the cemetery is located is also outside of that watershed. Or if it's in, it's at the very fringe.
Yeah.
There's some photographs I took this morning to show you the Molten Pond Cemetery. I'm standing out the front gate. Stone here labeled Molten Pond Cemetery. Looking to the right and looking to the left. So the next image I took, I just simply turned around and looked back to where the proposed cemetery is, which is in this area here. It's hard to see, but there are some stakes that mark the location of the cemetery. So this is a view looking to the right and looking to the left. This is a view into the blueberry fields. And that's a good shot just to show you what Molten Pond Road looks like if you've never traveled it. So it's very, it's been improved quite a bit. It's very easy to travel up this road with a two-wheel drive vehicle. The pavement is where McGinnis Road ends. This is actually the town line right in here. There's a stone monument that's in the woods there that marks that line. Any questions at all? So, you have your checklist to go through that helps you decide what standards are applicable and what standards are not. I sent the application to all the department directors, and there were no concerns expressed by any of the department directors. I also sent the notice to abutting property, and I think there are about a half a dozen I came up with. And I received no calls or any concerns at all from abutters about this proposed cemetery. Mr. Houston is here this evening to represent the application. That's all I have, Mr. Chair.
No. Mr. Houston, would you like to make a presentation for us, or?
Well, I think Jeff did a wonderful job.
You want to stand up to the mic?
You got to come up to the mic, so it's part of the record.
Jeff, I thought, did a wonderful job explaining the location and everything, and I really have no presentation, except for what I gave Jeff on information earlier in the week. It's just that we would like to have a family cemetery there, and our ancestors lived in that area for over 200 years ago, and just like 200 yards away, and they actually came from over here in Verona Island, I think, or actually in Prospect and Bucksport and Belfast. I can think of no other place where I'd rather be buried, so.
That's a sweet spot.
I've worked that land my whole life.
Are your relatives buried in the existing cemetery? Or?
In the Molten Pond Cemetery? No. They're buried throughout Bucksport and in veteran cemeteries, most of them. Yeah.
So this is for family and relatives?
Just, yes, yeah. Family. Yep.
These aren't lots for sale? Or
no. Anything? No, this is immediate family.
No pets.
No pets.
Oh, it's not a pet cemetery.
It's going to be a lot of family.
Mr. Chairman, yes. Direct to the code enforcement officer. Even if this wasn't a family cemetery, we really wouldn't change it. The commercial cemetery, the family cemetery.
Not as far as the type of review you do.
State,
right. As a matter of fact, I have some information about how the state regulates cemeteries I want to hand out to you, which will be applicable in both applications tonight, so just take a look at that. I think the main thing about family burying grounds is that there needs to be a good description of it, and that description needs to be recorded in the Registry of Deeds. Were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't. Okay.
There's no follow-up. The state does not show an interest in family cemeteries, from what I understand, other than what you said. But there's no, if this gentleman wanted to change his mind and sell lots on that to non-family, there's no way of knowing that. Maybe the town wouldn't care. I don't know. And I'm not saying you're going to, but it's just kind of, we had some issues with some stuff that wasn't followed up on here a while ago. Because when I do the numbers here, I don't know what size lot you're going to have. I assume, who knows, there's going to be lots here. Are you going to divide this into lots? Is that your plan? Or, you know?
No, I don't think so. I just wanted to just this plot of land. To
yeah.
Without having to read all of this, Jeff, I'm sure you've been through it. Are there any issues at this, you know, according to the information from the state for this plot?
No, I didn't find anything that raised a red flag.
Well, first page, 1303. Yeah, ownership and operation. We may have to become an association.
The probably, where do you see in that?
Middle of the thing.
Not that ownership.
I'm not sure that applies to family.
I don't think it does.
Every cemetery.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the words every cemetery.
I think they distinguish families. They call it a family burying ground, so it's a little bit different than a cemetery.
Okay. Okay, that's limited to a quarter of an acre, and this one is one half.
But regardless, I mean, I handed this out really for your information, but there's none of this information that you enforce. The planning board, this is all enforced by the state.
Yeah.
So it's just more of a bit information about how the state regulates cemeteries and family burying grounds.
He really passes out, just confuses. Hmm? He passes out, just confuses.
Yes.
Have you done any borings out there, any digging to see if you've got depth out there?
No, I have not, but we had a garden there at one time.
Okay.
And it is, there's an old house, ruins of our cellar right there, and this is behind it, between the house and the original cemetery, or the one that's there. And I'm not aware of any ledge or anything in that.
Nothing. You know, just thinking of the future, and you get it all set up and run into that, such a problem around Maine. A lot of the cemeteries around here were built during the Depression. They were all rebuilt during the Depression with CCC money, and a lot of old rocks and stuff were identified and hauled out.
Yeah.
Obviously, you wouldn't have that opportunity with that. But.
Okay.
Is this lot in the middle of land you already own, or is this the edge of your property?
Yeah, it's in the... Well, not the middle, but it's contained within our property.
So yes. it's not the boundary between you and somebody else.
No.
So who will manage this?
Probably me. I'll establish it, and then it will be mowed on a regular basis by family members, and it will be an ongoing thing.
To manage a cemetery at one time.
You did, yes.
Yeah. And that's always the question of management. Because
right.
No offense, you won't be here forever. And it's just, who's going to be doing this when you're not here? It's not the board's, I'm just curious. It's the, you have a plan.
Well, I was
looking forward to how this will continue.
I would hope my kids would. and I would hope theirs would maintain,
right.
You know, for their parents too.
Question: if this cemetery gets established and there's every burial, is that necessary to put that in the registry of deeds? Would it be up to them to keep records of that? I don't even think commercial. Well, no commercial cemeteries don't have. All right. Just trying to think of all the things that can cause him an issue.
So it's a burial, private burial ground that doesn't have to be recorded at the registry?
The way I read this, it does.
Yeah, but not these. You know, he's going to, theoretically, have to manage who gets buried where within that cemetery in some sort of, not for board or for state approval, but for his own use, obviously. So I'm just curious how he realized that. It really helps to start with great records right at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jeff, you're saying that this application does not comply. Is that any of that
there are some things that I thought should be included in the application that were addressed with subsequent documents that were sent in. I believe you have copies of those.
Yeah, I think there's two copies of the application, and they're both, so I wondered if it was changed. It looks like it's just the same copy. Right?
The only thing that hasn't been provided that Mr. Houston is going to ask for a waiver of is the survey, the boundary survey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Is there a purpose in the two applications?
Two applications.
Photocopy of the applicant. There's two copies of that.
The level two.
I thought one of them might have been like a revised application, but they're both identical.
What is the problem?
Right there.
It's not. It's just two.
One. One is the application, right. And the other one is the application content
two.
Review.
Yeah. That's level two review.
Yeah.
Since this will be deeded and recorded, you will have to do a soil period.
I don't know about that.
Probably for registration as well.
A description of it is all it refers to. A description of it to be recorded in the Registry of Deeds, however that may be. I guess that's up to Mr. Houston to determine whatever the registry may require for documentation. It's really not the board's concern. If you believe that the description given to you in the application for your review, that's all you really need to be concerned about.
True. Okay, any other questions for the applicant? Okay, we'll open up our level two review documentation. CEO has given his presentation, the applicant has general questions. Does the public have any questions concerning this? And let's go through. We'll conduct an application review. Under environmental standards, I don't see anything that's applicable, do you? Any concerns? Buildings that's between the, that's outside the zone.
Notice anything on the special areas?
Okay, we'll move on to special areas of objectives.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think anything applicable.
I don't think any apply.
Okay, local area standards. Anything new? That's all right.
Well, for one thing, number one, they sure are consistent with the development pattern to the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's just next to
the cemetery.
Right next door, yeah.
There shouldn't be any question on that.
No electromagnetic fields.
No noise.
No artificial light.
People can be fairly quiet in that area.
No noise, yeah.
It'll be quiet.
Nuisance odors. Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
anything there, you know.
Jim, should we be taking a vote after each one of these sections?
Yeah, we'll go back.
We'll go back once we're trying to find any relevant things to discuss.
Thank you.
Move on to public safety standards.
Since it requires our review, there might be something we have to find.
Not really.
Okay.
Which means we're doing our job.
Public safety?
Don't believe there's any public or private. Where is the closest well to this location?
Pardon?
The closest well. Drinking.
Closest well? I would say be at my camp, which is probably 1,500 feet, 1,000 feet, 1,500.
Okay.
So I assume that this is, you've got a sizable tract of land out there.
Yes.
How many acres are roughly?
I don't know, 400 or 500.
Sizable tract.
Yes.
Okay. It's blueberry land and forest land.
No energy services needed, probably not. No public safety, no waste. No solid waste. No streets or sidewalks. Okay. Don't find anything here. Move on to specific uses standards.
There are none for cemeteries.
Right. No.
That was easy.
That's easy.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And moving on to dimensions, I don't believe this. No, it's all contained within the existing large tract of land, so I don't see anything there. There are no setbacks.
There are setbacks in state law that apply to cemeteries, though it's no closer than 100 feet from a dwelling and 200 feet from a well. But this is
there's nothing near.
Far,
there's
far greater than that.
Yeah. He'll have some things to take up registering the cemetery.
That's the way I read it.
Yeah. Okay, we've gone through everything and really raised no objections, questions.
I have questions.
Okay.
My question is, who is family to you? This is a, how far out on the family tree do you go to consider family?
My brothers.
I'm just curious as to how that goes.
Yeah, my brothers and their children, my children and their children, and so on.
Could this revert? Could he change? What would happen if he decided to change this from a family to a commercial cemetery? Then what? What happens then? Does he have to come back as a change of use? I mean, we've never done a cemetery that I can remember. But if he changes his mindset, that's it. Family's fine. They're going elsewhere, whatever. Now we're going to start selling lots.
I don't think it matters for the purpose of your review whether the cemetery is held privately or becomes public. Town takes ownership of it.
I just wondering how that works.
It's all about land use, the land use impacts, and as you found going through your standards here, there are very few in our ordinance that apply to this particular project. So I can't imagine it'll make any difference who owns the cemetery and how it's used.
Whether it changes to commercial use.
Yeah. I mean, if there are site developments proposed, like they want to build a parking lot for the cemetery or something like
mausoleum.
That,
yeah,
then it might come back to you for review. But there's no plans to do that.
In the 1,000 square feet of earth, they had a giant burial. We wouldn't have to come back to you for that either. I can't imagine that. That would be would be a big bear.
Yeah, it would be.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Okay. Now, I guess we can now go through this and
move that there is clear and convincing, no clear and convincing, or there is clear and convincing evidence to support the conclusion that the above applicable environmental objectives have been met.
Second.
All in favor?
Okay. Actually, it's even easier than that, isn't it?
Yes.
We can just say that there are no applicable special areas objectives, so vote is not required.
Right, that's what
correct.
I thought.
All the way through.
Yes.
Second one is
we can go all the way to the end and just approve it.
Yes.
Aquaria standards.
Public safety standards, you review the location of nearby wells, so in the section that pertains to protection of public and private drinking water.
Yeah.
You found that one to be applicable.
Okay.
Number one.
I respectfully disagree with George on this because I think it's important, and I don't know what I've done over these 1,000 years.
Yeah.
If you look at the findings here, it says, is there clear and convincing evidence on the record to support the conclusion that the above applicable special area objectives have been met? And I think the board ought to confirm or affirm or whatever that those have been met, not that we haven't found anything wrong. And we don't need to take a vote. I think it's important that the board take a vote and have shown the record that the board didn't do it.
Well, we reviewed it and found that there were no applicable standards.
But there's nothing to show that. We haven't taken a vote on this particular. I'm thinking we should vote.
Just vote at the end.
At the end, you'll vote.
This documents the finding you made that in some case there was no applicable standards. So therefore, if you read down to the second choice there, Chris, there are no applicable objectives, a vote is not required. So that's the policy, that's the procedure.
I stand corrected and apologize. I agree with it. Thank you. It just worries me that we don't have a record.
So this is the record.
Will be the record.
This is the record.
And at the end, we'll have to.
We can put a check mark on each one of those.
Put on my hand.
Well, we do.
That's what I do when I go through the copy I have is the copy that finds its way in the record, and I check if you find that the standard is not applicable, then I check off the NA block there. So that's the documentation of your findings. So we're at public safety standards, right? So
yes. Now,
this one you do have to take a vote on
because of the water issue.
Proposed land use will have no impact on public safety that is contrary to the purposes of this ordinance.
In motion?
Yes.
Second.
It's motion. All in favor?
That's what we asked the question about drinking water.
Yeah. No drinking water nearby. Specific use standards. There is no way. And mentions. Okay. And the last page. Based on the conclusions of the planning board, as documented above, the proposed land use will not have any impact that is contrary to the purposes of Appendix K land use, and therefore the application is approved. All in favor?
Thank Thank you.
Thank you for bringing it forward. It was kind of an educational experience for us.
And for me, too.
You're dying to be.
It's a lot. And I also told them. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Tiff.
Don't rush the use, though.
Yeah. Wait on using them. It's funny that we're two of these at the time. Maybe I should buy one. Convert and put Houston.
He didn't mess up the survey, but I feel uncomfortable with
him. I do too.
No one is a burying ground. This is no record. That's what Great Talk, we hear about it all the time. Great Talk had the problems later on as well.
Wastewater treatment plant, there's a cemetery right in front of that.
We've continued the tradition tonight.
What if they can only go 3 feet down in the adjoining lot? Graves in it that are 3 feet, and that was legal in 1800.
Well, it's not illegal now.
Isn't it?
No.
How?
I would evergreen, they've got 1.5 feet down. They can bring in further.
We'll move on. We have another agenda item.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Anybody need a break or something?
Hold on, wait a minute. We've got this extended.
Okay, next item on the agenda is application for approval of an expansion of Catholic Cemetery on Silver Lake Road, Tax Map 1, Lot CEM. Applicant is St. Vincent de Paul Church.
So I have a similar presentation to give you on this application.
Mr. Chairman, before you start, I would like to request the board consider review the possibility of a conflict of interest on my part on this for the reason that I've been involved in a group called Friends of Silver Lake. I can only tell you that we've had one meeting. I've taken no position on any of this. The Friends of Silver Lake is an informational group involving about 27 people at the last meeting. We're having another meeting August 10th. I don't personally feel I have a conflict of interest, but I want to make sure that the board is aware of that, and I would request the board take a vote on whether they think I have a conflict of interest being involved in the Friends of Silver Lake. We have no mission statement. We have no agenda other than the meeting. And I would ask that.
Well, then the question becomes, what is this association? You didn't describe anything.
It's an association of information.
Pertaining to
the water quality of the lake and any other applicable items.
That's future future control.
Any of
that.
Isn't that part of step three here on the?
I was going to say there's a step you get to where you do right. Check to see. And by the way, I don't think I'd call it a conflict of interest potential. I call it a potential bias. If you're unable to be impartial in your review of the application for whatever reason, then there'd be a bias there.
That I just want to make sure it's out there.
I've never known him to be biased.
I don't think he's biased at all.
You'll get me educated about it.
Careful there.
Okay, Jeff?
Could say break a leg. He's doing a presentation, right?
All right, so this is from our tax map showing the cemetery lot. This is Silver Lake Road, obviously this is the lake. From our zoning map, it's hard to see. The lot looks different on this zoning map here. I think it's because there's a parcel in behind here that was added to the cemetery, and this map does not reflect that. If you recall the picture I just showed you, it had more of a square-shaped lot. This is a rectangular lot here where it highlighted it. Mm-hmm. The important thing I wanted to show you here is this gray shaded area. This is the R1 development corridor district where cemeteries aren't allowed use. Cemeteries are not allowed in
Resource Protection District, which extends 250 feet from the normal hot water line of Silver Lake inward. And that does include most, if not all, of the existing Catholic cemetery. Again, cemeteries are allowed use in the R1 district, subject to plan board approval. This is not a new cemetery that's being proposed. It's sort of an expansion of an existing cemetery. And expansions of land uses are subject to level one review, except when it's determined that there might be a significant risk or a detrimental effect that would warrant the review by seven people rather than one. And that was my determination in this case here, because there was an issue of a clearing violation. Some trees were cut down, unfortunately, without proper approval. In fact, they couldn't have been cut down if the approval process had been sought. There were concerns expressed by others. So that's why I decided this is a project that really belongs to the planning board. So here's the cemetery here. And I've got a closer view. So here we have an existing Catholic cemetery. This area here shows the trees that were cut. This entire area was clear cut. This is in the Resource Protection District. This vegetation should have been protected, but unfortunately it wasn't. There's a road here, driveway. It goes up through. This is the driveway on the site plan that the applicant proposed to use to access the development of more cemetery lots up and behind here. But this obviously is now clear. I'll show you some street level views. I'm only here to show you what's been done. There was concern at first that this road may not have been on the cemetery property, but the more information that I got, the more I looked at it, I tend to think that it probably is. There was a discrepancy between the survey that was done of the surrounding parcel. That the surrounding parcel was surveyed in the process. The three lines of the cemetery were also marked with boundary information. But it shows a strip. You see in the application, there's a strip of land that goes to Silver Lake Road that accesses the large parcel behind. And I initially thought this road was in that strip, but I don't think it is. I think it's actually on cemetery property. Oh. Mm-hmm. The reason for that is because of the error that was made in the boundary survey. This back line on the survey of the cemetery shows it as 500 feet, but the deed described it as 550 feet, which makes this narrow strip 50 feet narrower than is shown in the survey. That's why I now believe that the driveway belongs to the cemetery, not to the owner of the piece of mine. And this is a DEP map that shows the watershed of Silver Lake. Silver Lake, as you all know, is the public drinking water supply. So the cemetery is down in here. It's completely within the watershed.
Even the expansion?
Request? I think it's a pretty good chance. Yeah, that probably extends maybe about 1,000 feet back from the road.
Well, the slope of the land, yes.
So here's the photos I took yesterday. This is the driveway I was just talking about. The plan is to improve this driveway to access a parking lot. It'll be up in this area here. I'll show you another shot of that in a second. And the bottom photo is just an overview of the entire parcel. Get the driveways here. The public works director commented about this driveway. He's concerned that the driveway, whatever color was under that driveway, is not functioning anymore. In fact, maybe it pulled out, but it's not doing its job. There's a cross culvert in this area here that is supposed to be picking up the water of this ditch and dumping it into the lake. He's concerned about if this isn't addressed. In fact, it needs to be addressed because improvements to this driveway will require an entrance permit. And that's when the culvert will be required. He's also required that if proper steps aren't taken to control stormwater runoff down that driveway, it's going to cause erosion and flooding. So this is one standard I think you'll have to take a look at when you get to it, stormwater management. So this is the upper area here. This is where the planned expansion will be. This was clear cut last year after it was realized that an expansion towards the north end of the cemetery, which is towards where that driveway is, was not possible because the cemetery, as it exists now, is a non-conforming use. Cemeteries are not allowed in the Resource Protection District, so it's a non-conforming use, and our ordinance does not allow non-conforming uses to be expanded. So that's why the decision was made to build a cemetery towards the rear, outside the shoreline zone in the rural district where cemeteries are allowed. So the project includes lots up in here. This area here will be a parking lot, and then the driveway will access that. I believe it's the driveway has roads that go off. I took it, show the site plan. There's a couple ways where the roads run parallel along the lot to access over the lot. So this is one of the abutters that you've noticed. You see this little thing here? This is an iron pin that I believe marks the property line. Hmm. So this area in here is that narrow strip.
75-foot buffer.
That accesses the rear parcel owned by
Russo.
It's a Russo, some outfit like that. So we did the calculation. The survey shows roughly 98 feet. A lot of there. We expect 50 to compensate for the error. You ended up about 48 feet, and I measured that. So that's just about what you got there between that pin and the edge of the driveway. So that convinced me, anyway, that the driveway is on cemetery property. The bottom picture I took to show you what I believe is a well location on the neighbor's lot. Is that correct, Mr. Mayor?
There's a well, but that pin. The line.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that in a minute. Yeah. You'll have a chance to address that. Yeah. But this is a well here, right?
Yes.
Okay, so as I mentioned earlier in the other application, the cemeteries have to be at least 200 feet from wells. I did a rough scaling on Google Earth, and it looks to me like that dimension will be met. Yep. You certainly can ask for more information about that if you feel necessary. Actually, this is what I did on Google Earth. That's the well location. And I just pulled 200 feet with a ruler on Google Earth and put sort of about into there. This is the 70-year-old here. The new lots will be over in here. The parking lot will be in here. Is that correct? It's hard to tell.
A little bit further up the hill.
Yeah. The parking lot. One point to make about the parking lot. Parking lots are not allowed use in the Resource Protection District, so the parking lot is proposed will have to be in the rural district, meaning more than 250 feet from the water. The site plan you have is not scaled, not dimensioned, so that will be one thing I think you'll want to document to make certain that the parking lot proposed.
The town just did a parking lot at Boat Ramp. And now you're that's surely within
no,
the
resource. It's not protection. Yeah. That was changed from resource protection to limited residential.
Where you put the parking lot?
Yeah, they changed that for that very reason. Resource protection, you can't have parking lots, limited residential, you can. For both landings,
Oh, sweet. We can do what anybody else can.
Yeah. Huh? Do we vote for that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember. Well, it was one of
the... So, as I said, I gave the application to department directors, and the only comment of concern I received was from the public works director, who wanted to be certain that you make certain that stormwater management is properly addressed to prevent flooding on Silver Lake Road. And I notified abutters, didn't receive any replies, comments, but I think we have at least one abutter here this evening.
Could you just clarify something you said about this non-conforming use and its relationship to expansion of cemeteries? Is what you're saying it's not allowable?
The original plan was to expand the cemetery northward towards towards that driveway.
Mm-hmm.
That part of that lot is in resource protection.
Right.
So the cemetery can't expand. Our ordinance does not allow the expansion of non-conforming uses. So when that came to light, the decision was made instead to expand towards the rear,
mm-hmm.
which ends up being in the rural district where cemeteries are allowed.
Okay.
Which would be west.
I got it. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Okay.
The applicant is here this evening.
Would the applicant like to make a presentation, please?
Hi, I'm Father John Skian. I'm the pastor of Stella Maris Parish, as well as Ellsworth and Bar Harbor, so I get all of Hancock County, so lucky me. Peter's here as well. Peter's been doing the bulk of the work along with his sister Sharon. They have a very rooted interest in expanding our cemetery, as this they'd like to have some family plots, you know, available to them for the family. Currently, from what I've heard from our or seen from our maintenance person who kind of oversees the cemetery and the records that we keep, that there are no more lots available in the existing cemetery other than ones that have already been reserved but have not yet been filled. And so the thought was that if we have a cemetery, we'd like to, a lot of people like to be buried, a lot of Catholics want to be buried in consecrated ground. In fact, the bishop would typically come out and bless the ground for us. And that's important. It's one of those, some of those corporal works of mercy that we have of, visiting the sick and burying the dead. And a lot of our parishioners want to be buried here in Bucksport in the Catholic cemetery. So our hope is to expand it. And, I'm apology for the fact that we were kind of looking at some documents. I guess they were old when we thought we could go north along Silver Lake Road, and that's why some of those trees were cut. Once we realized we couldn't, we put the brakes on big time, and we need to do some ground coverage or something like that. We can certainly take a look at doing some planting of grass and ground cover. So our thought was to go west, to go up on top of the hill. I don't foresee having a huge parking lot up there, but it is a good size hill, and so to be able to have elderly people not have to hoof it up the hill to get to a burial spot, I think would be our hope. So to have a small parking lot up there where you could go up and park your car and then go laterally parallel to Silver Lake Road would be a lot easier for those who are coming to do the burials. There would be a few little couple of roads going parallel to Silver Lake Road so that we could get a hearse and whatever is needed to dig the grave, along that from section of the cemetery to section of the cemetery. So we certainly want to cooperate, and if there's a need, down the road for doing something with a different culvert into the driveway, we certainly want to do our fair share. Burials, they require having a vault. you know, so we don't just simply put a casket in the ground. It's all contained in a concrete vault with a cover on them. And so our concern, obviously, is for, you know, the respect for the body and the maintenance of the body, as well as the land itself, too. So I don't know, Peter has been doing more of the research and more of the work with Jeff. I don't know if you want to add some other things to that, but...
Grandfather, my grandmother, Peter McAvoy, and my grandfather, my grandmother, several aunts and uncles and so forth are buried there. My father and I used to go up and set up there on the hill and tell grandfather stories and, you know, kind of get the family history put together. And later on, my Uncle Al passed, and his family kind of got a kick out of it because they went to bury him and they got 8 inches down and there's ledge. So he had to move late in life, shall we say. So about somewhere in that time frame, I had some health issues and I wanted to get a plot there, you know, close to my parents and my relatives so that hopefully my kids would come over there and tell a bunch of lies about me. And so we came over, and when my father passed away, the road that goes up into where the, you know, up the hill, that was impassable. So we came over and we cut the brush back and stuff so that they could get up over the hill and turn out so they could, you know, get him to where his grave was. And at that point I said, you know, someday when things slow down, I'll get back here and I'll clean this thing up. And if you folks have used the lake road, you notice that, remember, the sumac and stuff used to hang right out over that corner. And while we've been out there when we were first cleaning up, you'd have a lot of near-miss accidents where, you know, it's primarily a lot of elderly people going out there. I know some of us are getting there. But it was pretty scary because the way that stuff hung out over the road, you know, basically they just have to figure out when they felt lucky and just goose it out of that park, out of that roadway. So we went over there a little over three years ago, and we took that stuff that's leaning out over the edge. I took a chipper that I own over and some of my people that work for me, and we cleaned all that stuff that's hanging out over the road. We tried to get the road open enough going up over the hill. And we were trying to find out, because my sister Sharon had been trying for 7 years to buy a place for us to be buried up on there. And unfortunately, nobody could tell us why they couldn't do it. And it was basically a communication problem. And we went and visited a lady at the church, very nice lady, and she did some research and she found that they didn't know where the ledge was there. And they'd had several incidences where they sold a place for a traditional burial and they get down a foot and you'd hit ledge. So through the conversation there, they didn't really know how to approach us. So I used to be the owner of Industrial Metals, and we had all the paper mills in the state for the recycling. Except for Madawaska. And so I've been around a few projects in my time. So we hired a contractor to come in, Main Drilling and Blasting, and with Sharon and I doing the flagging, tagging, and refilling the holes, we punched 98 holes on that hill. And then we put it on a grid so we could find out where the places were deep enough for traditional burial and where there was ledge. And then as we got through that process, we discovered, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of spaces up there that were for traditional burials. At that time, I was very committed to a traditional burial. We were working on the project. We had father and a gentleman that was the head of the Waterville Cemetery that's very well run over there, came over and took a look at the situation. And according, you know, the way that it was looked at that point in time, that lower part was all marked for use as a cemetery. And what they were doing is just building out the cemetery and burying people where they needed to until they got to the point where they were afraid to sell anything. So the thought process was, where that was already permitted as a cemetery all the way to that road, it was, you know, all in good faith. Pardon the pun, but you know, we figured, and the church, you know, said it was a great idea because we had drilled the holes in there, and that's all deep enough for burials there. So that would have taken care of the town of Bucksport for as long as you could ever imagine. And then we had somebody who I talked to before I did that, who didn't have a problem with it, complain. So Jeff came out and introduced himself and said that there had been some changes and this was a different type of zone, and, you know, didn't argue with the man because he seems to know his stuff pretty well. But what I did say is, geez, it's been, you know, a graveyard since at least the early 30s, and it shows there that it's a licensed cemetery. So, you know, with he explained to me that with the change that was done, that piece of property should not have been cut off, in his opinion, and should not be developed as a cemetery. I still kind of thought that, you know, probably where it was licensed way back and had that history, and they were just building it out until they didn't dare to dig any more holes, that, you know, we should have been able to use it. But, you know, I went to school here in Bucksport. I have a lot of friends here. I have a lot of friends on that hill, a lot of relatives on that hill. And I sure as heck didn't come here to cause any problems. So, talking with Jeff, he came up with the idea that, you know, none of us had really considered that going back up the hill, where we had dug holes with a backhoe and got 6 feet all over the place, would be, you know, something that would kind of make it so that the neighbor wouldn't have the grave so close to his house, and that we'd be able to provide burial space for the church, the town, my family, for, you know, as far as the eye can see. So we were going ahead with that project, and my daughter was getting married, so I took 2 weeks off to go build the terrace on the side of my mountain over in Rome, Maine, not the fancy Rome, just Rome, Maine. And unfortunately, I went and broke my father's number one rule, which I was working alone on a 1,000-pound riding lawnmower, and I went over a 15-foot cliff, and that 1,000-pound lawnmower steering wheel landed right there, and I had what they call flail chest. It broke that quarter of my body right off. It squashed my heart, which proves to some of the guys at the mills I do have one, and drove the blood out. It ruptured my adrenal gland. It actually shattered my shoulder. I got a twisted spine and 14 breaks in my ribs. And luckily for me, I think the big guy wants me to finish this project. I hope he gives me a little time afterwards. But my iPhone that was in my pocket, this arm was straight up and I couldn't move it. When I tried to lift myself, it was just lifting a quarter of my body. And as I was trying to push myself up, I thought it was on a rock pile. What it was, all my blood was in like a basketball size bump in my back from the ruptured adrenal gland. So I just happened to move my hand right and I hit my iPhone. And because I'm on it all the time, I hit through and got the favorites. And I just started punching the favorites. I went to holler, and I couldn't holler because I didn't realize my lung had blown out. But I croaked enough that my sister, my son, and a couple other people heard, you know, went over the cliff on the lawnmower, and they got people coming in, and as luck would have it, they had a life flight helicopter that was going through the area, so they flagged him down and just made it to the hospital. I bled out just before we got there, and so that's my excuse for the last 2 years. I've been trying to heal up, but we've been out there still trying to, you know, do what we had to do. And last year, as far as erosion goes, we just finished up chipping the stumps and, you know, a bunch of the tree and bark and stuff for cover on the hill there. And that's when you had that terrible rainstorm the very next day that washed out the road going to Ellsworth. And I called the gentleman that did the work, and I said, geez, you know, we don't want any problems. We don't want anything to get into the lake. You know, could you go out there and take a look at it? And he said, I don't know if I can get out of my yard. But he went out there, he took a look, and he said, you know, there's probably an area 20 by 20 that's not covered. And I said, would you please get another tractor trailer load of bark and mulch and get it up there? So he took it up there and spread it, and there wasn't, right to today, if you go out there, you won't see any washout at all. Nothing eroding, nothing's eroded even inches towards the lake. We've got, I think, a total of 5 berms that are put there with that material. So I think the erosion part has been well taken care of. The gentleman that's going to do the replanting of the trees talked to Jeff. They come up with a plan. The only thing about the plan that I think is unnecessary is the 8 trees down the side there. Those 8 trees will do nothing for erosion. And as far as, you know, a screen from the cemetery, Paul's got a little height on me, so I got up on a piece of wood there, smart guy that I am, kind of looked up, and you can't see right now up to where the you know, current burials are. Mm. And once those trees are planted in the middle where Jeff said that they need to be, you'll never be able to see the upper part of that cemetery from their house or down near their house. So that's an additional few thousand dollars that hopefully, if it's not necessary, I'd like not to spend.
I have the plan, by the way, the planning plan. I'll pass it out to you.
But other than that, because of the situation, you know, we're more than willing to take Jeff's recommendations on what we should be doing down there to repair the unintentional damage.
Peter mentioned this gentleman from Waterville. We have 3 very large Catholic cemeteries. One's in Biddeford, one's in Lewiston, one's in Waterville. Michael Hebert is the gentleman's name from Waterville, and he's agreed that hopefully we'll get permission to expand the cemetery and that he will come up and help us with the lining up of cemeteries. You know, a lot of cemeteries are kind of haphazard and where people sort of eyeball get buried, but they would be all, you know, in a very proper way, you know, appropriate spaces and appropriate demarcation of the actual lots that we would be selling burial rights for in the future. So it's not something I know that much about. I don't think Peter knows that much about. So we're going to get people who do know a lot about it, have them come in and help us actually set up
certain state requirements. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That gentleman knew a chapter and verse, and he's very well thought of in Waterville. And he said this way here, there'll be an actual map to scale, so that there won't be any disputes in the future about...
Well, you probably have a map now.
We do, yeah.
But it's not perfect.
It's right. Not quite perfect, no, sir.
Have any questions?
Maybe I missed it, but the parking lot and the road up to the parking lot, is that gravel or hot top?
We had planned on it to be gravel. The paths that go across to the existing cemetery, what we've seen as we were working there, you know, a lot of the people are really elderly. And for them to try to get up that hill, I know when my mother, when my pop passed and we went over there to take her and get her up over those stairs and get her up that hill, I mean, it was all she could do. She had diabetes that had taken part of her foot and so forth. But now people will be able to go lateral right out across, and they can get up to visit, you know, whoever they need. And we're hoping to also extend the water line that's there. But a lot of those people, you know, they go down and they have to fill a couple of gallon jugs or 8-gallon jug if they got a cane or something, and they hobble back up the hill to water flowers and stuff.
I would envision the road and the road going up the hill and the parking lot simply being gravel. We don't do winter burials. You know, once the ground really freezes, you know, we would do more damage trying to get a backhoe in there and then have to redo all the land that we've just messed up, you know, in the springtime. So we typically work with the funeral directors and they hold on to the bodies or the cremains until spring, and then we do burials in the springtime for any winter.
Which is probably worse than wintertime.
Well, yeah. Gravel and that means mud until.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably June, before we actually start doing the spring burials.
And the other thing is, when they have burials out there now, if it's somebody, that has a large family in the area or somebody that's well-known in the community, you have people parked along that little skinny road, and, I've expected somebody to fall out and roll down across Silver Lake Road and get run over, and they'd have to double up on it. And then other times, they're parked down alongside the road, and that's a real problem. This way here, with that existing space, you should be able to get as many people as I've ever seen out there off the road safely to where they could, comfortably get out of their vehicles and access wherever their loved one's being buried.
Well, my concern is the steepness of the road going up to the parking lot. That's the erosion problem. Yeah. The roads to the left travel along a relatively shallower, almost a level plane.
Sure.
Those could stay gravel. But the one with the greatest pitch up to a fairly leveled off gravel parking lot, that road would probably, for erosion purposes, would have to be some type of pavement, whether it's with some geo grids that could control erosion. It could be pavement, but that main road up to the parking lot is quite steep, so that's my concern right there. But the other gravel areas aren't.
I have been paying for everything that's been done out there and everything that's Jeff's requiring out of my own pocket as a gift to the church and the town and to my family members that have family members out there. So it's just one of those things that I hope you can just keep in mind. We don't want to do anything that harms the environment. So if it needed to be paved, maybe I'd have to take off my Red Sox hat and pass that around a little bit and see if I can get some of those people that have their hands dug so low that they can scratch their knees in their pockets.
We all do that every day.
But I wanted to do this for the town. I wanted to get it so that when I'm up there, the thing's going to be taken care of properly also.
Mm-hmm. Now, I may have missed it, Jeff, but this planting schedule, this proposal, is that something that you said would be required or may be required?
To restore the vegetative buffer
that was
taken away.
Right, that's a violation of our ordinances, mm-hmm. So to correct it, revegetation is required. Mm-hmm.